I'm Mohawk Matt, and this is By Hair, Land, and Sea, where we will bridge the gap and have conversations that need to happen. After spending 13 years, both as an active duty Marine and then a Navy civilian, I am now on a mission to serve our nation by providing a megaphone for the right people at the right time. Join me and my guest as we remove barriers so that you can do what you do best. Be awesome. See you in the trenches.
What's going on? How are you, man?
I'm good, man.
Doing good, doing good. So what is going on? Where are we and what's happening?
Yeah, so we are in sunny Colorado Springs at the 2023 Space Symposium. And what you're looking at behind us is Nooks' first mobile classified space as a service offering. So really glad to make it out today.
So you're saying you can be at this conference and or other conferences and have the classified conversation you need to have.
Yeah, essentially our goal is that, you know, particularly at large events like Space Symposium, there's a lot of people, there's both industry and government, they're trying to have direct communication, but when it comes to classified work, it's particularly difficult, right? You end up saying things like, hey, you know that thing with the guy at the program at the place? Sure. That's a really ineffective way to communicate, and frankly, dangerous. These things can be collection events.
Yeah. So
this is actually the first time we're bringing a mobile SCIF solution to a conference, and it's to demonstrate that, hey, this is actually a safer way to be doing business. Instead of trying to talk around things or wait weeks to be able to get the band back together to have a single conversation, just book time in the Nook, right? Come out here, have your conversation, close the door, just like you would any other classified facility, and then go back to the conference. So what we're trying to do here is just bring classified access closer to the point of need.
A Nook in every neighborhood.
A Nook in every neighborhood.
As you say. So why did Sean Blackman create this? What was the problem that you were going after for this?
Well, so first off, I have to say at the front, like Sean Blackman not create this. This is a full team effort. Like the entire team at Nooks has been working around the clock for months to bring this product offering to life. This is not our only product offering. We also have just physical space in commercial office space. But the reason of why Nooks, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's not because we just love running SCIFs. That's not why anybody does this. We're trying to solve a particular problem. And basically what we found, my last job in the Navy, stand up a group called FRAG, Force Readiness Analytics Group out of San Diego. That's where I met my two fellow co-founders. Mud Willard was coming from Defense Innovation Unit. Hunter Price was coming from Defense Digital Services, was a plank owner at Kessel Run. So we were all in the innovation space and D&D and DOD. And what we found was that when we were working contracts for unclassified efforts, we could generally muddle through it and get people's in contracts. Plenty of barriers to entry, but we could do it. But when it came to classified work, unless a company had a SCIF, they were simply not competitive for the classified marketplace. So really, when you think about that, what started off as good industrial security policy, i.e. talk classified only in a SCIF, really has become a competitive moat that nobody else can truly cross. And none of these new entrants can really, really do on their own. And there's these horrible chicken and the egg problems when it comes to classified of, in order to get a SCIF, you need to be in a classified contract. But you're not going to get the classified contract unless you have a SCIF.
Sure.
So, you know, chicken and the egg problem. How can we as a private company help solve this? I left active duty in 2019. Me, Mud, and Hunter got together and said, hey, there's got to be a better way to engage the classified ecosystem and engage the best parts of our own economy in classified work. The basic premise is that, you know, hey, China doesn't have these types of problems. They can just put a person on a board and say that technology is ours. In America, we have to engage our own economy in a different way. And unless we make it easy to cross that moat, these companies simply will walk away from classified work. It's too hard. They simply won't do it. Particularly in the age of COVID, the workforce just scattered to the four winds, right? And there was no classified infrastructure to support a distributed workforce. So once COVID hit, we really knew, hey, now's the time. There needs to be some solution to help remove that, lower that barrier to entry to classified marketplace, and Nooks is our answer to that, both with this mobile offering and with physical office space.
Well, I love that. I've loved, ever since we met over a year ago now, I think, I've just been paying attention to you guys' growth and what you've been doing, which has been quiet.
Yeah.
Which you guys are now coming out and sharing the things you're involved in. But for, like, even just for me as a small business, I can't afford to get a classified space.
Yep.
There's no way I'm gonna do that. And from the one side of our company, there's like facilitation workshop type stuff. There's a huge need for this kind of stuff, where it's like, I can't just, classified spaces right now are just a lab, or they're assigned to someone. But having somewhere is like, hey, can I reserve this? Cool, it's available? Awesome. Like, that's just not available.
No, it's not. I mean, the traditional way to do this is either you get access on base, mm-hmm. which is increasingly difficult because there's a ton of government need.
Yeah.
That's as classified programs go more, there's more mm-hmm. of their own industries, the space that's in demand for themselves. And on the industry side, it's oftentimes, hey, you try to use, if you're a subcontractor, you try to use your prime's location, but the primes are continually having struggles with the same thing. So there's just no good place. You end up playing the phone-a-friend game of, hey, can I get into your site? And there's no just service that's made this easy to get in and out, you know, a joyful experience where, you know, we bring customer service to it to really make it an up-level experience, right? You know, how can we, you know, Gordon Ramsay the SCIF experience, if you will. So
I love it. That's fantastic. So, but this is, mobile isn't only your only game. You guys are having other locations, correct?
Correct. So we have two existing locations, one in National Landing, so Crystal City, just outside the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. A second one is in El Segundo. And the third, Matt, I'm actually happy to be doing this. This is the first time since the press release came out that we've talked to anybody, but we just recently announced our third location will be here in Colorado Springs.
Wow.
So huge win, honestly.
Give me some vibe there. That's
no,
awesome.
This one in particular was special for us. We've just seen a ton of engagement from both the city, from the state, from the Chamber of Commerce and EDC.
Yeah.
This market in particular, we knew there was just a huge need for this and no good answers. So, you know, really, you know, Colorado Springs has demonstrated that they want to bring the next generation technology into the defense marketplace and be a competitive place where defense innovation happens. So, you know, really, it's been incredible to see the partnership that we've had with the city and state around this.
It's amazing. And what is it you guys are bringing?
We're bringing the facility itself. So we're building a 60,000 square foot facility here in Colorado Springs. We're hiring the staff to run it. And all aspects of that is a fully managed service. You show up, you know, to with our security staff with a smile, guide you into your room. The IT professionals needed to make sure that you have access to the technology that you need to just do work as quickly as possible, whether that's something as simple as checking classified email or classified VTC, all the way up to more exotic technologies, shall we say. And then, you know, hospitality to make sure that it's, you know, not only do you like that one experience, but you want to come back.
Yeah.
So really, we plan to hire, you know, 35 people to run a facility. We're considering, you know, what other infrastructure projects need to go here in Colorado Springs. It's well positioned in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
For some of our IT needs, it could be very interesting in the future what we do here.
Well, and you kind of hit on a little bit, but I want to re-highlight this isn't a side service. This is like your main thing you guys are building.
Yeah. So I think we're unique in the fact that this is classified spaces as a service is our primary offering. And it's the only thing that we do. So one of the big differentiators for Nooks is that we actually don't compete for other work. So one of the things that we saw when we looked across industry was facilities were seen as a way to get other work, right?
Sure.
That you could throw people in and labor against. The only thing that Nooks does is operate the infrastructure. So we're this neutral third party. We're the Switzerland of SCIFs, as we like to say. So, you know, we feel that that gives the government a very safe place to do business because we're not trying to lock them into any sort of contract. And for industry, IP concerns are not really the same with us. When you go into another company who might be, you know, eventually a competitor of yours, it's very uncomfortable to use that SCIF to compete for those contracts. That's never an issue with Nooks.
Who's in there with you? You don't know what's going on.
Yeah. With us, it's just we're there to facilitate. That's the only thing we're looking to do is just make it easier to engage with the classified ecosystem and classified infrastructure.
What I'm sure you've experienced as I have as leaving the government and now as consultant is a word they use, with a clearance, it's hard for me to get people to hold my clearances and have someone check. I think JPass moved to DIS now.
Yeah.
And have someone do that kind of stuff. So you guys are also kind of leading to that as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, you know, everybody just needs to be able to move a little bit faster in this world, right?
Yeah.
And there's things that we can do today. We are the only company in the country with explicit permission to operate flexible access classified infrastructure. That's been a long time coming. We've had to do a lot of work to secure those types of permissions. But we see that same concept applied to other things. How can we make it easier to engage in the classified marketplace? That's what our business is. So whether that's physical office space, whether that's mobile SCIFs, or whether that's helping folks get through the security clearance process to get through it and then maintain it is what we're about. So we offer an additional service right now called Managed Security Services that just, frankly, is the easy button to help people get through that process with DCSA and other agencies to make sure they can just get working as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I had that problem last year, your team was one of the folks I talked to. And I think you were getting to that point. But when I started, I reached out to like 50 people like, hey, who can solve my problem?
Yeah.
And everyone that couldn't was like, hey, let me know how you solved it when you come back.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can tell them Nook's got a capability.
Well, and those who can solve it generally don't, aren't motivated to, right? It's you're inheriting some level of risk. And, you know, I think what we've seen over the past 10 years is that we have to get away from the zero risk mindset. Safeguard, yes. Make every effort to, you know, to do it right, do it safe. One of the things we're really excited about with Nooks is because security is our product, it's the only thing that we do, we can bring the best of processes, the best of people to bear, both in the physical security, the cybersecurity, you know, the for personnel security clearance services. So for us, this just becomes another problem of, hey, how can we help? How can we facilitate? So yeah, we're pretty excited about that offering.
Oh, I love that. And just an example, like here at this event or this conference space symposium, I was able to walk up. Your team's hiding off camera now, but they were there ready to check me. They checked my, I mean, I skipped a little of the process, but they checked my clearance, got me in, got checked out the space, and it was that fast.
Yeah, and really I think the important thing for us and really our message to our particularly our government sponsors is that just because we're doing things a little bit differently doesn't mean we're not following all the rules, right? You're still going through the same process. This is just like any other facility that you go into.
Still signed in.
Still have to sign
still
in.
Still a camera taking my picture.
Exactly, right? You can do it just as safely and securely as long as folks are willing to say, hey, look, yeah, it's not in a physical location all at the same time. It's still able to be done. So as long as we're playing clean and playing by the books, there's a lot that we can do to make it easier to engage with classified marketplace if somebody's willing to think creatively and think about, hey, what can be done? What is the art of possible? So this is the first time we're offering this service. This is literally the first conference we've been to with it, but it won't be the last. You know, we want to bring this anywhere where there's a need for it. And we have a vision even beyond just conferences eventually.
Well, I feel like that's like a funny statement to say, because there's a need everywhere.
There's a need everywhere.
Like this is one of the biggest problems at any event is doing real work.
Yeah.
Not that networking and that kind of stuff isn't valuable and the public conversations are valuable, but at the end of the day, we got to get shit done.
Yeah, exactly. And it's to us, this is about reducing cycle time, increasing speed. How can we make sure that we are fielding the best possible, you know, technologies to our warfighters as quickly as possible? That starts with collaboration in the correct environments. So unless folks can just get in here and have a conversation, here's what the capabilities are, here's what can be done, we're wasting time. We're just wasting time. So yeah, we're just looking to help everybody move faster together.
Well, Sean, I love your mission. I love what you guys are going after. Your team, they all smiled at me when I walked in. Maybe it was the hair. Who knows?
He's more hair than I have. So, you know,
different technology.
Different technology.
I got someone working on some 3D printed options.
Oh, that's nice.
In case they ever lose the hair.
I could do a reverse mohawk. Does that count?
Yeah.
It's everything except for the stuff at the top.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think that's called no-hawk.
No-hawk, exactly.
No-hawk Sean.
Yeah, I like that.
Or hawkless Sean. I think we could go with that. You know, I'm branding. I could make something.
I like it.
Well, Sean, really appreciate you, man. Thanks for everything you and your team's doing for this problem, what you guys are going after. Anyone that's watching, listening anytime, make sure you're connected with Nooks. If you can't figure out how, through my links, reach out to me. I'll put you in touch with them. They're helping solve some of my problems. And as I work in this classified space, and I bet you they can solve yours, and they may even have a Nook in your neighborhood.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, man.